And we're continuing to follow news out of Dallas, where 5 police officers were shot and killed, 7 others wounded last night in a sniper attack during a protest over police shootings. 2 civilians were also injured. 1 gunman has been identified. His name is Micah Xavier Johnson. He was killed overnight in a standoff with police. And the Pentagon is now telling NPR that Johnson was a veteran of the Army Reserve. We've also got this news just into NPR. Law enforcement sources say evidence suggests that Micah Xavier Johnson acted alone. Christopher Connolly is a reporter with KERA in Dallas. He's with us from Dallas right now. Christopher, what more have we learned about the suspect?
Right. So like you said, he was active in the Army Reserves from March 2009 to April 2015. His time in the Reserves also included a tour in Afghanistan. While he was in Afghanistan, got a number of awards, the Afghanistan Campaign Medal with Campaign Star, among others. That's what we know about his background. The address when he enlisted was Mesquite, Texas, which is not too far from here. But, still a lot is coming out about, who he was, what he's been doing lately, kind of how he came to open fire last night on police at a peaceful protest.
And are we learning any more about his motivation?
This morning, Dallas Police Chief David Brown told reporters that over hours of that Johnson was barricaded in a parking garage at a community college here, he talked to police negotiators and he said that he was angry about black men being killed by police officers, and he said he wanted to kill white people. He said he wanted to kill white officers specifically. Beyond that, it's not entirely clear where he came out.
And this is, of course, an unfolding story. And we know that there are 5 officers who have been killed, 7 others injured, and a couple of civilians who are also injured. Is there any other information that you've gotten, Christopher, as you've been following this story, especially over the last hour or so, that you want to let us know?
Right. Just so far, only one of the people who were killed has been named. That was Brent Johnson, an officer with the DART police. That's the Dallas Area Rapid Transit. He was with the Transit Authority. He was 43. He was said to be recently married. He had also spent some time with a private company training Iraqi law enforcement in southern Iraq before coming back to Dallas. The other 4 haven't been named yet. In terms of those 7 officers and 2 civilians who were injured, many of them have been released. The Dallas mayor has also said that he doesn't believe that any of them had sustained life-sustaining or life-threatening injuries.
Yeah. There was a big interfaith vigil in downtown Dallas this afternoon. You were there. Let's listen to a little bit of it. This is megachurch pastor T.D. Jakes.
As we come together today, we cannot be oblivious to the plight of this nation.
That's right.
We cannot turn our head the other way when tragedy strikes someone who votes differently, or dresses differently, or speaks differently, or even believes differently. For the tragedy that we ignore today will be on our doorstep tomorrow.
Christopher, how are people doing in Dallas today, and what's your sense after attending that vigil?
Well, I think people are still pretty shocked by it. I mean, a lot of people I talked to said, they don't understand why this happened. And I talked to people who, are people who've gone to Black Lives Matter protests, who have criticisms of the police. And I've talked to people who are, skeptical of those protesters. And all of them say, this is not something that any of us believe in or would support, this sort of outright attack on police officers. But I think that the tone at this vigil was really, not fearful. It was somber. It was, kind of acknowledging the tragedy and the loss. But it was ultimately somewhat defiant, saying, we have to use this as a moment to move forward and to make things better.
And what about on the part of the police? We've heard about police officers around the country today taking extra caution, taking extra care, being told to be in pairs with other police officers. Were the police at the vigil that you went to, taking an extra look around, or what did you get a sense about how they're doing?
Well, I think so. I mean, you saw all of them sort of, you know, with a head on a swivel. And I have to say, there were a lot of police officers there. I mean, you know, you saw the, you know, them, you know, sort of ringing this park, Thanksgiving Square is what it's called, you know, all around it, you know, in uniforms. And then, you know, if you looked up in, you know, sort of parking garages and buildings overhead, you could see more police with binoculars kind of scanning the rooftops. There were helicopters overhead. So, you know, there was very much a sizable presence there, and they were watching.
That's KERA's Christopher Connolly joining us with the latest from Dallas. Christopher, thanks so much.
Thank you.